Chapter 4, Bhakta the Devotee. This is about Prahlad, who is speaking here. This is Narada. This is Prahlad speaking. Prahlad is speaking here. This is verse 25. He's talking about how Lord Nrsimha appeared. I'll read the two verses, 24 and 25. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Prahlada speaking. Shriman Nrsimha Lila Cha Madanu Grahato Nasa Swabhakta Devata Raksham Parshada Dwayamochanam. Furthermore, Sriman Nrsimha performed the pastimes not to favor me, but to protect the demigods, his devotees, and delivered two of his eternal servitors. So Prahlad is trying to deflect the praise that Narada is giving him. This happens to Narada over and over again. It's the same story. The Westerners have difficulty with this kind of story, where the same thing happens all over again. Repetitious. You know, what's the story of this book? At least his first half of the book. Narada is looking for the best devotee. He meets a devotee. He tells him, you must be the best devotee. He gives the reasons. The devotee says, no, I'm not the best devotee. He gives his reasons why he's not the best devotee. And he says, go to this other devotee. And he goes. And the same thing happens again. And again. And again. Six times. So, Westerners especially are used to see some story progressing in a line, not going around in a circle. You know, so the Western mind may not be satisfied with this, but this is very much Indian aesthetics. It's like Indian music, classical music. The same thing, the same few, you know, notes over and over again, but with subtle variations. Western mind is bored. You know, the same thing over and over again, but it's with subtle development. So there's no fault in that. That Narada is, the same thing is happening to Narada again and again with each different devotee. Here again, Prahlad is saying, I'm not, no. These things you tell me, that I'm Krishna's best devotee, is not true, and here's my reasons why it's not true. So he says here that, yes, okay, I can't deny that Lord Nrsimhadev came. And he came because my father was persecuting me. But it's not because I had any love for him. I don't accept that reason. He had some other reasons. Lord Nrsimhadev appeared not to favor me, but to protect the demigods. The whole universe was threatened by by Hiranyakashipu. All the demigods were terrified of him, and they were becoming his slaves. So the demigods had to be protected. Vishnu comes to protect the demigods, always. And also, Jai and Vijay were promised that they would go back to Vaikuntha soon. So Lord Nrsimhadev had to fulfill his promise and come and kill Hiranyakashipu. So Prahlad is saying it didn't have much to do with me. Don't say that it's because of my devotion that Lord Nrsimhadev appeared. And he goes on in the next verse.
Brahma tatanaya dinam kartum vaksat yatamapi nija bhakti mahat vamcha samyad darshaitum param.
He also wished to uphold the truth of the words of Brahma and of others, such as Brahma's sons, and fully display the greatness of devotional service. These were the only reasons for his pastimes. This is an interesting point, that the Lord wanted not to be a liar, so he had said certain things to certain people more than once, and he had to do what he did to fulfill his promises, to fulfill his obligations. So the commentary that's actually by Sanatana Goswami himself, his own common sense commentary, he explains this in some depth. It goes on for two pages, but I'll read it anyway. It was very interesting how complicated it was that the Lord had so many promises to fulfill, and that by appearing as Lord Nrisimhadev, he made all these things come true. So I'll read. This is what Sanatana Goswami says. The personality of Godhead assumed his amazing half-lion, half-man form to save Prahlad from Hiranyakashipu, the most terrible opponent of Lord Vishnu's devotional service. Isn't this evidence enough that he favors Prahlad? No, Prahlad replies. The Supreme Lord's appearance as Nrisimha and his disposing of Hiranyakashipu served other purposes. The Lord enacted this pastime to protect Indra and the other demigods, who are his faithful devotees. He also descended in this form to free his two Vaikuntha associates, Jai and Vijay, from the curse of Sanaka and his brothers. In addition, the Lord felt obliged to fulfill the words of several of his devotees. Brahma had predicted the Supreme Lord's appearance as Nrisimha. Brahma's sons, the four Kumaras, had predicted the Lord's killing of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu himself, who was an incarnation of the Lord's doorkeeper Jaya, had also made statements that the Lord had to make true. And Narada's and Prahlad's predictions also need to be realized. So we have a whole long list here. Brahma said something. The Kumaras said something. Hiranyakashipu said something. And Narada and Prahlad all said something. So all of them said had to be fulfilled by the Lord, their predictions. A detailed description of how Lord Nrisimhadev had to fulfill the words of his various incarnations is found in Srila Sridhar Swami's commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam 7, Canto 7, Chapter 8, Verse 17, a verse beginning Satyam Vidatum Nijabritya Bhashitam, to make true what was spoken by his servants. That's what the Bhagavatam says. And Sridhar Swami goes into great detail to explain exactly what he had to make true. When Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad whether his Lord Vishnu was also present in the pillar of the palace, Prahlad answered, "Yes, of course, he is present everywhere." Lord Nrisimha emerged from the pillar to fulfill the statement of Prahlad's and Prahlad's previous statement in Canto 7, chapter 6, that the Lord is also present in the varieties of material creation and in the material elements, including stone. Bhuteshu atta mahatsu cha. The personality of Godhead burst forth from the pillar in the terrifying form of Nrisimha to dispatch Hiranyakashipu quickly and thus fulfill the request of the four Kumaras that Jaya and Vijaya be reinstated in their position in Vaikuntha after only three births in the material world. Lord Nrisimha's form, neither human nor animal, was like nothing ever seen before in Brahma's creation, and he appeared at the doorway of Hiranyakashipu's court. This unprecedented appearance fulfilled Hiranyakashipu's choice of benedictions. So now, there was something that Hiranyakashipu himself said. his choice of benedictions from Brahma back in the third chapter of Canto 7. Bhutevyas Tvadvishrishtebhyo Rityur Ma Bhun Mama Prabhu. O my Lord, please let me not meet death from any of the living entities created by you. That was Hiranyakashipu's request, the benediction he chose. Brahma couldn't promise him that he'll never die. So Hiranyakashipu tried these conditional benedictions, qualified benedictions. And then also, Hiranyakashipu added some other clauses. Nantar Bahir. Let me not die either indoors or outdoors. Na Narayar Namrigayarapi. From either men or beasts, and so on. Brahma had answered this request, so be it. Then Hiranyakashipu again later said, Aprameyanu Bhavoyam Akutaschid Bayo Maraha Nunam Etad Virodhena Vityurme Bhavita Nova. I can see that this, he was talking about Prahlad. I can see that this boy's strength is unlimited, for he has not feared any of my punishments. He appears immortal. Therefore, because of my enmity toward him, I shall die. Or maybe this will not take place. So that was Hiranyakashipu's prediction about himself. And Lord Nrsingadev had to make that true also. That was back in the fifth chapter of Canto 7. And when Indra had wanted to kill the unborn Prahlad in the womb of Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyakashipu's wife, Narada had warned him back in the seventh chapter of Canto 7. Narada told Indra, Ayam nishkil bishat sakshan Mahabhagavato mahan Twaya na prapsyate samstam Anant anucharo bali. The child within this woman's womb is faultless and sinless. Indeed, he is a great devotee, a powerful servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, you will not be able to kill him. So that, those words of Narada had to be proven true. Something had to be done to stop Hiranyakashipu and not let him kill Prahlad. And the only thing that could do it was Lord Nrsingadev's appearance. All these words had to be fulfilled by the Lord. And as indicated by the word cha, there's another word, just cha, and in this verse, spoken by Prahlad, the personality of Godhead also had to fulfill his own words from the Bhagavatam. From the Bhagavad Gita, 9:31. Konteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranasyati. O son of Kunti, declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. And also 12:7. Te shamaham samudharta mityu samsara sagarat. I quickly deliver my devotees from the ocean of birth and death. So those promises were also there. Therefore, Prahlad concludes, what Lord Nrsimha did during his short appearance does not prove that Prahlad is the Lord's favorite devotee. Even though the Lord made a show of neglecting Brahma and the other demigods by showering affection on Prahlad alone, that display should not be taken to indicate the Lord's true feelings. Otherwise, as Prahlad's logic goes, one could infer that the Supreme Lord has no affection either for his Vaikuntha associates like Garuda or for the goddess of fortune, whom he also neglected on that occasion. Lord Nrsimha only wanted to draw attention to the greatness of pure devotional service by showing that even a demon like Prahlad can earn the Lord's reciprocation by steadfastly meditating on his mercy in the face of all dangers. This argument is Prahlad's answer to Narada's statements in texts 7 and 8 that Lord Nrsimha had showered special affection on Prahlad while ignoring Brahma, Shiva, and the other demigods offering prayers, and even ignoring the goddess Padma So here Prahlad is giving very well thought out reply to Narada, telling him, no, I'm not favored by the Lord. He appeared for other reasons. And we don't accept any of this from Prahlad. We don't accept his arguments. Neither does Narada, really. How can we accept Prahlad's statement that I'm not a devotee, I'm just a demon? So, not only did the Lord fulfill all the purposes that Prahlad describes, he had to make his word true, and everybody else's words true, and therefore he had to appear. But it's also true that Prahlad is one of the greatest devotees of the Lord. And it was primarily, first of all, to save Prahlad that Lord Nrisimhadeva appeared. Going back to the Bhagavad Gita again, Krishna fulfills his promise. Paritranaya sadhunam, vinashaya cha dushkritam, dharma samstapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. I come, I descend to this world, I appear, sambhavami, in every age, and I have some different purposes. Paritranaya sadhunam, to save the saintly devotees. Vinashaya cha dushkritam, and to kill the envious people, or the dushkrita means the people who act evilly, those who are miscreants. Don't do that. Dharma samstapanartaya, and to reestablish the principles of religion that are corrupted and forgotten. Three purposes mentioned there. But the first and most important purpose is to deliver his devotees. Demons he can kill by other means. He doesn't have to appear in person. Krishna can kill millions of undesirable people just by arranging for some natural disaster or some plague, epidemic, war. Very easily Krishna can dispose of millions of people without lifting a finger, certainly without having to come in person. He can kill demons easily. And establish the principles of religion. He has many great devotees who can come and preach, great acharyas, who can do that for him. He doesn't have to come himself to teach principles of religion. But protect his devotees, that purpose he comes for. He has to come. And what does it mean, protect the devotees? Prahlad wasn't in danger. He just, by meditating on the Lord, he was protected from everything that Hiranyakashipu could try to do to him. Hiranyakashipu had the power to destroy anybody in the universe, including the great demigods. And they, therefore, were in great fear of him and became his servants. Even Narada Muni was chanting the praises of Hiranyakashipu out of fear. So, he could destroy anybody easily, but he couldn't destroy Prahlad because of the strength of Prahlad's devotion. But the Lord didn't have to appear. Even just being meditated upon, Prahlad was protected from all danger. So it doesn't make sense. Why did Lord Nrisimhadeva have to come out of the pillar? Prahlad was already protected. Because it has a different meaning. It's not physical protection from demons and from the forces of nature. Protection from the pain of separation. The devotees cannot tolerate being separated from Krishna. And therefore he comes to this world to give his company, to give himself, his association to his devotees, to show himself. The devotees cannot tolerate never seeing him. So okay, he comes even to this world. Just like Haridas Thakur. Because he was a Muslim, he didn't try to enter the Jagannath temple. Maybe he would have been allowed in. He was recognized as a great devotee, but he didn't try to go in. So Lord Jagannath, in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, would come to his house every day to see him. The Lord comes to give his association to the devotees. That's what they cannot live without. And he takes the trouble to come himself, mainly for that reason. So it was
No matter what Prahlad says, we don't accept his argument. Very intelligent, but he's deceiving us. You know, it's all a pack of lies. He's not just a demon. He is, with a few exceptions, the greatest devotee in the universe. And the Lord came in the form of Nrsimha primarily to show himself to Prahlad and reciprocate with his devotion. That's why the Lord appears in this world, to be with his devotee. Hare Krishna. Okay, I think I'll just stop there. Is it okay? Are there any questions? Or further ideas? Okay, thank you. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.
We don't really send somebody else, like, okay, like, please go and protect him or something. We
the
jump
mother,
ourselves.
The mother won't trust anybody
yeah.
else.
The mother or the father will just jump and go and save the child.
Yes.
Is a similar kind of
yes, that's
exchange?
The idea. That's the idea. That everything else, Krishna could deputize. Material nature can destroy the demons. Devotees can establish the principles of religion. And material protection, that's provided by Krishna's internal energy, you know, protection from Maya. But the devotees are suffering from his separation. Krishna, nobody else can counteract that, but Krishna himself. He can't trust anybody else to do that.
It's really, really personal.
Yes, yes. So Krishna's appearance in this world is actually a very personal thing. He's appearing in the particular forms he does appear in. It's not just arbitrary.
Yeah. I'm trying to say something to somebody.
And it's not just whimsical. It's because he has devotees in those particular moods, attitudes of service.
Yeah.
They want to see the Lord as Matsya, as Kurma, because they're his eternal devotees. So he appears in those forms. The reason is that he has devotees who want to see that particular form. It's in, you know, it's personal reciprocation with individual devotees. Especially each of the arbiter has principal devotees, you know, who actually, it's for them that the Lord performs those pastimes. Like Satyavrata Muni, you know, Lord Vikramatsya appeared to him in person. Nrsimhadeva appeared to Prahlad. Varaha appeared to Bhumi Devi, like that. They're special devotees. And the Lord's reciprocating very personally with them, and that's why he appears in different forms. Hare Krishna.